Hello. May I speak with Andre? Hello?
That might be me. Okay, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2020 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Probably for at least some of those offices. Or certainly
what is
for
your
at least
age?
Some of those offices. 45.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, a black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Libertarian.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a really hard one to answer.
Well, from the options
you know,
I have here, what would you like for me to mark down for you? A very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Mark down straight neutral.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Blizenkamp Harris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Well, based on the mailers that she sent out using her congressional franking privileges, seems to be doing just fine.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, because I have not looked into it deeply enough to strongly approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Not remotely.
Well, from the options I have, what would you like for me to mark down? I have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thinking about the issue the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your members of Congress to focus on? You may select up to two. I have protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering cost, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy, and creating jobs?
None of the above.
Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means you're very favorable. 0 means you're very unfavorable. 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 0 and 100. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
Let's just say 15.
David?
What?
I do apologize. Donald Trump.
Oh, 15.
Okay.
I'd give both of those guys a 1-5.
And what about Joe Kent?
I don't know. Like 50?
50? 5-0?
Yeah, let's give him 5-0 because I don't know. He's a guy.
What about Mary Blizenkamp Harris?
I'll give her a 60 because she seems to be centrist and competent.
What about Dave Riker?
Never heard of him.
Bob Ferguson?
Similarly, never heard of him.
Democrats in Congress.
Which ones?
Just Democrats in Congress. That's all it says.
Forty. 40.
Republicans in Congress?
40. 40.
If the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither.
Now, even though you say you would not choose for, you would not vote for neither, which candidate would you lean towards, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither.
Okay. And if the elections for Congress were in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gleason Camp-Harris?
Is he running again? I guess I'd vote for Mary.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him in Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I couldn't say. I haven't looked into his current campaign platform.
Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important for their member of Congress. For each, please, following statement, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning is extremely important, 5 meaning is somewhat important, 0 meaning is not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0 because that's an empty campaign slogan.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Let's give that one a 10.
Someone who,
even though it's also a campaign slogan.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, conception, and IVF.
3.
Someone who really understands the hope, dreams, and struggle of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
10.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
This gives that a nice big 0 for being campaign rhetoric.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Gleason Camp-Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that the statement is very convincing to you. 5 meaning it's somewhat convincing. 0 meaning it's not convincing at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Mary Gleason Camp-Harris shows up. She listens to our communities and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improved local infrastructure a priority and succeed in searching the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commercial throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems, that's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
What am I supposed to be rating again?
10 meaning that the statement is very convincing to you, 5 meaning it's somewhat convincing to you, and 0 meaning it's not at all convincing to you. Other statement.
0.
The other one says, in February of 2020, Mary Gluzenkamp Paris miscarried out 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. And Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decision for them. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
Mary Gluzenkamp Paris is a true independent voice of our district, and she doesn't play partisan politic games. Mary has broken with the Democracy Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her concern and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Paris' sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
7.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people changed their minds, and it's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again, if the elections for Congress in 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joel Kent or Democrat Mary Gluzenkamp Paris?
I don't know.
Now, I thank you again for your patience.
I have not studied up on Mr. Kent, and I don't know if he's the same as it was last time, so I could not say.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joel Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Say, rate from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joel Kent for the 2020 elections, do apologize for the elections. 5 meaning gives you somewhat of a doubt. 0 meaning it doesn't give you no doubt at all about supporting Joel Kent. Here's the first one. Joel Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of elections he does not agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminals' conspiracies over the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in ridiculous elections fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Cope is governor. Joe Kent's extremist beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Before you asked me that, you said 20. Did you say 2022 or 2024 election that this was?
2024, sir. Okay. This would be for the Congress.
I think you misspoke. So, yeah, for 2024, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't looked into it.
Okay. The other statement says we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joel Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorating I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of the help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not some focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
The longer your quotes are, the less convincing they are of that they have anything important to say to me.
So from the options I have here, from 0 to 10, what would you like for me to choose for you?
0.
Okay. And thank again for your patience. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Not particularly. I am neither more nor less likely to support him.
Okay. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
Okay, since this started out as a survey about representing everyone, and now you're getting me to, you know, make political statements that I'm not particularly prepared to make or interested in making right now, I'm gonna call this done, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
You have a nice night.